Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Tof Mem Zayin, which deals with the dinim of taruvis, of mixtures of chametz and non-chametzdika stuff on Pesach. And the Mechaber begins with Sif Hei, and he writes, Basar Yovesh, dried meat, ugvina, or cheese, vidogim, or fish. All of these items before Pesach, they were all salted before Pesach with a utensil that may have had chametz inside of it. The lo nizharubem, they weren't careful not to guarantee that there was no chametz inside this utensil that they were salting from. Mutar li'ochlam b'pesach. The Mechaber tells us it is permitted on Pesach to eat this salted meat or cheese or fish over here that was potentially salted with something that had chametz in it. Why is this so? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Tes explains, afilu b'chli chametz. We're talking here that you salted it with a utensil that was a chametz sticker utensil. Because the ein melicha lekelim lahaflit. Because the reason why it's permissible over here is that salt will not draw out any blios, anything that is contained with inside a utensil. It will draw out blood, for example, from meat, but it will not draw out the chametz that was in this chametz sticker utensil during the time that you salted from it on Erev Pesach, before Pesach started. Furthermore, va'od, the stam kelim eino ben yomo. He said, furthermore, even if this utensil that you salted it in was a chametz sticker utensil, nevertheless, it hasn't been used for 24 hours. The stam kelim, the usual default position, is the keli hasn't been used within 24 hours, and therefore, any taste that is brought out from this keli is by definition a negative taste. And therefore, this would be another example of a no sein tam lufgam kodem Pesach. This chametz sticker taste that's imparted is a negative chametz sticker taste. It's a bad chametz sticker taste, and it's imparted before Pesach. And we had learned previously, the kuli amashari, everybody holds that Nostin Tam Lefkam items before Pesach are not considered something to be significant. Therefore, the Mishbur concludes, Umitam Zeh, based upon this, Afilu Nichbishu Kol Elu Ne Eis La Eis Bisocha Kli. Even if the item over here was soaking in this utensil for a period of time of 24 hours, Meis La Eis, which normally we say, Kovush Hareyu Kamevushal, we normally say in Hilchos Shabbos, for example, something that is stewed or pickled in a container for more than 24 hours is considered like it is cooked. Nevertheless, over here, ain lesser. We don't make this item osser, because even though the after kovush kimavushal, even though this principle does apply, kol makom halo lifkamu, here it's going to be a negative imparting of taste. And he says, afilu hu ben yomo, even if the kli is a ben yomo kli, you still can be bekel over here b'di'eved, because when does the kovush become kimavushal? That's only after 24 hours. But the chametz or the issa that would normally be inside of there, the taste therefore is already a pogum taste when it's drawn out through the action of the kovush for me'es le'es. And the eis leis shel shimush hachametz, because the chametz that was in there was there for more than 24 hours, kvar nishlami kodem. So the chametz tikum the eis leis is already over before the kovush kimavushal takes effect, and therefore it is considered a no sein tam lufgam. Now that was quite a mouthful, I understand. Let's look in Dirshu footnote number 62, where it brings down that this was only b'di'evid that we allowed this. Avo l'chachila, brings down from the Taz, also likvosh b'kderes eli, you certainly shouldn't do this l'chachila. As Shulchan Aruch brings down the simon kof chof beis in Yoridea, sha'af api sheno sein tam lifgam mutter b'di'evid, even though we say, oh, we no sein tam lifgam is mutter, but that's only a din b'di'evid. Certainly l'chachila also, you shouldn't do this l'chachila. Because osu chachom l'vashel b'kdera sheno bas yomo, because in general, we don't allow you to use a kedera bas yoma because of a gzera shami yavashal b'kedera bas yoma, because you may come to use a kedera that is a bas yoma, and then the no sein tam is l'shvach and not no sein tam l'fgam. In the Sharet Zion Os Mem Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Chok Yaakov another od tam lohokyo. The stam plitas kelim shel chametz u'mashu, because it says, how much are you going to bring out from over here? Even if you do bring out some chametz, it's only going to be a mashu. Then regil and nishtamish v'chametz b'shefa misbat v'kol me'pesach. We don't use so much chametz in these types of utensils. The ain lesor b'di'eved elam ki nishtamish v'chametz b'kli b'shefa. And the only time would be also would be if you knew you used in this kli a tremendous amount of chametz. She'anichbash malu acharbi, and if it was salted a lot. then the koach hamelech mashve leila tam l'shevach af achameis leis. In that situation, it would actually be a positive taste even beyond the 24 hours. And then you would need the tzorch shishim levatlo. And in that situation, it doesn't have the shishim against this. The issue, footnote number 63, brings down a similar idea from the Bir Halacha. We write, Yesh achronim asovim shekli shimunach bo rotab, if it has gravy on it, ein habalua bo makabo tam lufgam. Then what's inside will never have a tam lufgam, even if the meyes liyes. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem. What does it mean, v'lo nizharu behem? Livdo kamelach, to check the salt that you were salting this meat or this fish or this cheese, shemo nimtzo behem kitzas peru chometz, to see if it in fact contains small little crumbs of chometz. And in this situation, nevertheless, Sivkot Mem Aleph, mutulochlun, v'chaber paskin, you can eat them. The af imhoyo behamelach kitzas chometz uvolu mehem, even if there was a little bit of chometz over there and the taste got absorbed into the food, it is considered nisbatel kodem Pesach. It is considered nullified before Pesach, and since it's only a taste over here, v'shuv eino chozer v'neir, it will not come back during Pesach. You see, it brings down in Dershu footnote number 66 from the Taz. Sha'afapi, even though we said earlier in Sif Dalit and yesterday's share, we brought down the Shulchan Aruch that there are Shtei Shitos B'Dovor, that there are two opinions over here. One says that it is Chos V'Nir, and one says that it's not. Nevertheless, Stam, you can be Matur over here. Shekain Yesh Tam Nosof Lehepter. There's another reason why, because we don't know that there was any Chometz over here. Shitochin Shekla Lohu B'Melach Piru Chometz. We don't know for certain that there were any crumbs over here, and that's why that's another reason why we can go Lakula over here. He brings down further, Sharet Zion brought down from the Morgan of Rum, that when you have a chaticha that maybe had a taste of chometz in it, but then that became batel in other chatichos, then everybody would say it's not chos or inir, and therefore you don't even have the issue over here of the taz. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Beis says you can eat it even on Pesach. But if it was in some sort of a brine over here that came from the salt, then there's an opinion that says, even if it's only there for a short period of time, but even for a short period of time, because of this gravy or brine that's over here, then in this situation, if you were to leave it there, even a small amount, or that it would normally be able to be heated up, and it would start to boil, in this situation, yesh lo din kovush aydezeh, then it already is treated as being kovush, and therefore, al kein im hoyo ben yomo mi blias chachometz, if it was on the same day utensil, and it had blias of chometz in it, oh, shohyo malua charbe, or it was very salty, kideo shemochim basol zman ruba, when you're preserving meat, you're going to salt it very heavily, then osur, mashemunach betochatzir, then it would make it osur, the mashal amala minatzir, and a machal kovush. It's all about the stuff that's inside the tzir, because anything above it is not considered kovush. But in this situation, he would be machmir. Now, if you look in the issue, footnote number 67, he says, what is the shear over here? Kidei shi'iten alo or v'yasr l'asiach. How long is this over here that you're talking about that it would be enough to make it boil? So he brings down from the base David, Sheyesh limdod lefi kli benoni. Says an average utensil, not too thick, not too thin. Sheein shul of avim. It doesn't have very, very thick walls. Because sheim kain ashi yirsach yikach zman rab. Because a very thick walled container would take longer to boil. And likewise, it doesn't have very, very thin walls. Because then it would be very quick to boil. And likewise, you didn't put in too much water. And likewise, you didn't put in too little water. V'chein lo be'esh meruba v'lo be'esh meretz. It's not talking about a very high or a very small fire. Ah, however, he says his topic in yesh limdod, whether we should measure over here whether it's covered or not. That he's not sure about. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis brings down Shashir Hu Shmon Esvidakis. He says it's across the board, an 18-minute rule. And he brings down from the Sefer Vikuach Mayim Chaim, who's the brother of the Marami Prague. He writes, Shein Onu Bekiim B'Shirze. We don't really know the Shir. And therefore, Nohagu Leser Miyad. If it happened at all, we say you're Osir from that moment and on. Brings down other Deos as well. Ayin and Sefer Shelos Achuvas Amude Esh. In any event, in this situation, you are machmir. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, v'yesh omrim, but there is a more meikel opinion over here, and you see this in the Sharet Zion, Osman Vav. This is the Chok Yaakov, the Elyeh Rabbah, according to the opinion of the Shach. V'yesh omrim sh'af b'zeh, eino osur, elim kein yishem me'es l'es b'soch hatzir. Even when there's a gravy over here, there's brine, so then you still have me'es l'es before it becomes osur. V'gam yemaluach harbi, and likewise, it has to be salted very, very heavily. And b'makom hefsid, when you have a financial loss over here of significance, yesh lismoch l'hokeh b'meshe nasa korim Pesach. As long as it was done before Pesach, you can rely upon this opinion, the more lenient opinion. in the Chofetz Chaim's Shaar HaTzion, he brings down in Os Mem Ches this din from the Chayi Adam, but he explains that this is only according to the opinion that the Chok Yaakov we brought down earlier, that Astam Kli Chometz Enu Mishtamish B'Shefa, there's not a tremendous amount of Chometz in it. And in that situation, it won't be Oser, Masha Nichbash B'Kodem Pesach, if it was Nichbash, if it was soaking over here in the brine, Kodem Pesach. Mechaber continues and he writes, Miyu, however, Dogim Meluchim Hashurim B'Mayim B'Pesach B'Kli Chometz, if on Pesach it is still in a kli of chometz, so then in this situation yesh lahachmir, then one has to be machmir lizor mehen mipnei shem bolim bePesach miplatas akelim, because then on Pesach it's absorbing the chometz over here from the kli. The chometz of Pesach is a mashu, and the chometz of Pesach is also even with a mashu. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit more in detail in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Gimel, where he writes, "Avol kodem Pesach ein lachmir." As we pointed out already, before Pesach one doesn't need to be machmir over here. Av lechachila, even lechachila you can use this. And he says this is true. Af imhoya kli ben yomo b'lias chometz, and even if it was that day absorbing chometz, the hot soninu, since it's cold, it doesn't really get in. And he says, "V'af l'dasa machmir misiv kotna kodem de b'tzira yotzi ali de malicha nechshav kikovish abes mamuta muat." Even according to the more machmir opinion that we just finished off in Siv Kotn Mem Beis, which said that if it's in some sort of a tzir, some sort of a brine over here from the salt, then it in fact is going to be also even if it's a zman muat, a short period of time it's in there. Hacha, in our situation, kiven shashari b'mayim, we're taking the salty fish over here and then rinsing it and soaking it in water. So it's hamayim avatin koach tzir. In this situation, the water will nullify the tzir. Or mikomakum bePesach gufa, but on Pesach itself, we hear the yisura b'choshu, as we pointed out many times. On Pesach, it's also even a mashu. So then machmirin, then we have to be machmir afilu sharis manmuot, even if it's only there for a short period of time, because thou koponim aide charifos hamelach, because of the sharpness of the salt nidla koshu. He brings out from the Prima Garden that it will be able to pull up even a little bit over here of the chametz that was in the container, and therefore we have to be concerned. Furthermore, he adds, "V'ayin in the Magen Avraham, shemetzadi the dogim meluchim shekorim herring, the very salty fish that we call herring, shriyason azim, their soaking over here is very, very strong, v'chazokim heim, and it's very powerful, v'ayin amayim mevatlin kochatzir, and in this situation, the brine over here is not nullified by the water, and therefore, alken afilu hayushurim kodem haPesach b'chli chometz, if they were making herring in a chometz dikakli before Pesach, here, then you can't eat this on Pesach l'chatchila." And the issue footnote number 69 adds over here, "Kolomar afilu imnashu pachos mikdeish yitin ala or v'yarsiach." This is even if it's there for less than an 18-minute period of time, like we brought down, or less than the amount of time that it would take for it to reach a boil. Ken kasav ola Shabbos. This is the opinion of ola Shabbos. Chazonish adds, "Sheba ofen ze ein makor min hadin lesser." He says, in this situation, there is no makor from the din to make it aser. Shekein afilu nidon eshvias adogim kishvias betzir. Even if it were in tzir, v'nizbar kedas asovrim, and we go like the more machmir opinion that tzir is maflit b'chidei shiiten alor b'yasich, that it can even in a short period of time be pulling up the blios over here. But certainly, in less than that shear, then one doesn't have to be machmir. Therefore, based upon this, the Chazunish has a different opinion, ayin in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 69. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Daled writes that we should be machmir in this situation where it is soaking on Pesach itself. Hainu, bidogim aluchim, we're only talking about over here when you're dealing with fish that are very salty, shakor and herring, mibnei shu maluach harbe, because they're exceedingly salted. Vafilu akli eno ben yomo mibliyas chametz, and this is true even if the kli is not a ben yomo from chametz, the kol zehu rak lechatchila, but all of this is only a din lechatchila. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Osnon Dalet from the Prima Godim, he says, mi pashtu shlushona, from the simple understanding of the Prima Godim, mash masham, vafilu akli ben yomo mibliyas chametz, he says, even if it was ben yomo from chametz, and even when herring, yesh l'hako b'dievet, this is only l'chatchila that we don't allow it, but b'dievet, we would allow it. And based upon this, l'fizeh, mashu kosav v'machabe, yesh l'hachmir, l'zoyer, haynu rach l'chatchila. You should be careful about this, l'chatchila. And he concludes, akoponim, the eino ben yomo, certainly if it's not a ben yomo, yesh l'hako b'dievet, for certain, even if it's dealing with herring. The issue footnote number 70 points out from the Chazonish, shekavonas ha-shulchan aruch, he less or af b'dievet. He disagrees and says the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is even b'dievet, it's no good. And as we already pointed out in the issue footnote number 69, he has a different understanding of this Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memhei writes, mashma di'im sharu b'chlei yantiv shari. If you were soaking it over here in a Pesach dikadish, then it's not a problem. be concerned that maybe there is small crumbs that are in the brine that was from before Pesach that you salted with, and now they're going to come out on Yontif. That you don't have to be concerned about. Finally, let's do the bir halacha dibra masku mutu lochlum Pesach, where we said that if you were originally in the first part of this sip, that if you had salted before Pesach, it's not a problem. He points out from the Makor HaChayim, Shekosav demikom mokum tzorech ladicho mitchila mehamelech. You should rinse off the salt. And he says, Rak deladas hamachabe muta ladicho afilu Pesach. He says, you can even rinse this off on Pesach. And the Ramah is machmir, that you should be madicho, you should rinse it off before Pesach. In the next Dibra Maskel Hashurim B'mayim, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Alvim Loh Yushurim B'mayim, El Munachim Yaveishim B'Soch Kli Chometz. If you just had it on a utensil not soaked in water, Ein Bolem Kli Chometz. It won't absorb anything from the Chometz. That'll be Yaveish because it's dry. Vafilu Nishtam Yisleis B'Kli Chometz. And even if it's on that plate for a 24-hour period of time, Lo Shayach Kavush Ki Medover Lach B'Tzolo. We only have this din of Kavush Ki Mevushal if it's moist over here, if it's a liquid, and if it's a clear liquid. Albeit in Dirshu footnote number 74, it brings down Hamachmir lechatchila shelo leniach dover meluach beklisha beluach boiser is appropriate. Tavo olav bracha according to the Ramah in Yoredeya. It is very praiseworthy to do so. Vim adover hamaluach ulach b'mitzas, and if it's a little bit moist, then the Shach writes that the words of the Ramah would be over here that it would be lechatchila also lanicho. Yitavo olav bracha if it's dry, meaning that if it was moist at all, lechatchila would be also to do this. With this, we conclude today's shir.